Now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up. Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs and experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the free meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Doing a lot of things to help us out to be here for you this weekend, and we're very grateful to all those people for making that happen. So we have Carl Schmidt here from Fisherman's Landing, and we're going to be talking some fishing. So it's business as usual here on Let's Talk Hookup. We just had a few glitches to figure out here while we get on, and we're good. So good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Yeah. How's everyone doing?
Well, a little stressful this morning.
Yeah,
but, needless to say, it was probably one of the most stressful weeks of my life.
Finding out that your radio station was going away a couple days before you went on the air.
Exactly. Yeah, and being basically nobody is admitting it. Nobody's saying it's really happening. And finally, thanks to a lot of people that helped us out, we found that out. But the fish, what's going on over there, man? The landing is full of boats unloading like yellowtail and bluefin and everything.
This was a good week.
It was a really good week. It's been really good, like 3 weeks, and I don't think people just, I don't know, it's different. It's a different year this year. People not paying attention, maybe too much paying attention, but I mean, the quality of the fish that's coming off these boats right now is just unbelievable.
It's got to be the best overall quality we have had yet. Right. Like, I know that there has been times of maybe more 300 pounders, and there's been more, but like, in terms of like general number of fish that are 100 pounds, has it ever been this good?
Not in my time life, my lifetime. I mean, guys are coming off the boat, it's like, we've only had, we caught like 40 bluefin. You're 5 or 6 shorts of limits, but do you guys understand, like, there's been guys that have been on 15 long-range trips and haven't had 20 fish or 40 fish over 100 pounds out of 60 fish or something like that? Like, it's just unbelievable how good fishing is right now. And the quality is unbelievable. I've never seen it. Like, you see these guys get off the boats in the morning, and you know it's the Drew Cards, the Mike Laos, Alex on the Pegasus or the Fortune, whatever boat, you name your boat, they're all standing up there at the top of the dock with 15 guys or 20 guys all holding up 100 to 180 pound bluefin, and there's two or more laying on the ground in front of them. It's just unbelievable.
Mackerel.
We have there's a whiteboard inside the landing, you know, that Carl and the boys keep track of what the boats are catching, like little updates. And I walk through there, and like your jaw drops every time you look at it, because you know they'll get a report from the boat in the morning, like, hey, we're up to 40 bluefin tuna, and then in the little parentheses it says, you know, like 36 of them over 120. You know, like, what? It's unreal.
It's crazy. And then the fishing, that's the local fishing. Then the fishing on, like, the Royal Star just pulled in. We're watching one load. Beautiful grade yellowfin. Your wife's on a trip right now.
She's sending me
on
pictures.
On the Intrepid, right? With, like, 40 to 60 pound yellowfin from down on the ridge.
On the ridge, yeah. I mean, however you want to catch them. Surface iron, bait, yo-yo.
Oh.
However you want to catch your yellowfin or yellowtail, it's wide.
40 to 60 pounds.
Yeah, and she's sending me these pictures of just wide open yellowfin. It's like, I'm so jealous right now.
Flip-flops,
T-shirt,
yeah.
Calm, tropical weather, fly line and sardines for 50-pound yellowfin.
Oh, man.
Sign me up.
Yeah. I haven't seen fishing down there. It's like the quality of yellowfin, and it's not like it's been fishing like that for 2 weeks. It's been like that for a while down there and at the rocks. I mean, it's just like old school fishing, like it used to be 15 years ago on the ridge and the rocks.
And some great wahoo catches early July. There was great wahoo scores, and it's just getting better and better and better.
I think Jonathan on the RP had 40 fish one day. I mean, in middle of July. I mean, that's pretty damn good fishing right there.
That's really good fishing. So I want to ask a question. I walked up to the World Headquarters this morning, and we're overlooking Fisherman's Landing here. And I walk up, and I see the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, the Islander, the XL, the Independence, the Pacific Queen, all these guys coming in at once. How do you guys handle that? I mean, how does that work with all these boats coming in with big catches and coordinating that effort in the morning to unload?
It's controlled chaos. That's the best way I can
say it. This is probably one of the busiest days I've ever seen.
Yeah, this one, and there's like 3 days a year where there's like 12 boats coming in the morning. And, of course, everyone wants to be in at 5:30 because everyone has something that's going on and stuff like that. But everyone just needs to breathe through their nose. And the red shirts, I mean,
I was just going to say, that's the key.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, because they work their butts off, you know. They're
how do those guys do it? Chris and his crew are just like beyond amazing.
Yeah, they're a well-oiled machine. They work really hard. They've been together for a long time. And Chris doesn't need to stand there and orchestrate what's going on. Frankie and Billy and Lorenzo and those guys just know what to do, where they need to be to help the boats unload so fast. And, you know, when the XL has Five Star doing their thing, or the Royal Star has Fisherman's Processing doing their thing, you know, then that just helps things move along. And the crew on the boat's just like, okay, we got to get in and out so the next boat can get in and out, because they all have turnaround trips. I think every boat that's coming in this morning will be gone, I think, by 10 o'clock this morning.
Jeez, yeah. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. That's hundreds of people off, back on again, thousands of pounds of fish off, ready for the next, food and linens.
Yeah,
like,
everything.
There's so much going on, but it just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it happens under the radar because they're so good at it.
Yep.
That is so cool. So, what do you see for the rest of the season here? I mean, still, and here's the thing, too, is Coronado Islands took a dip this week, but there's still really good yellowtail at Coronado's on occasion. It's just, there's a lot of streaky water down
there. See, here's the thing, is everybody said the same thing, oh, Coronado Islands is over. Like, the fish counts didn't miss a day. The guys that just didn't go looking from the islands missed.
Yeah, and it's the Coronado Islands. Wait 30 minutes, it's going to go back to the other way. You know, it's that fish is going to pop back up there. I promise you, I guarantee. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but when the conditions get turned around, all that fish is going to move, I bet you, right back in there. Or it went off on the kill patties, which is fine also, you know. But that the Coronado Islands is going to be the Coronado Islands. It has been like that for as long as I can remember as being a kid, you know. It's just finally, you know, there was a little slow action offshore locally. And the guy's like, let's go into the islands. And it's like, I wonder how many times this in the last 5 or 6 years or 10 years or whatever it's been. Like, everyone's so concentrated offshore, no one goes inshore and look at the islands. Like, how good fishing's been at the islands the last 10 years. And just no one goes there anymore. But now, like, oh, man, it's slow offshore. Let's go to the islands. And you guys have been fishing there. It's like,
yeah, it's good.
Those are
good as I've ever seen it.
Yeah, so, guys, like,
and the quality of the fish there.
And for so long, and it went through so many things of, you know, south wind, heavy boat pressure. Yeah. I mean, like, you know how it normally happens. It's good for a couple of days, and then the word gets out, and then there's 40 boats, and then it sucks, you know, because of the boat pressure. There's 100 boats a day, every day for 3 weeks. It was limits for all of them.
Yeah.
That was a really fun bite.
Private boaters, full-day boat, long-range boats, you know. I mean, it was like, kind of reminded me of, like, fishing Cedros or Bonitas, you know, 10 years ago when we can still fish there. Wide open yellowtail, you know, from north end all the way down to the rock pile, there is fish to be had. You know, there's puddling bluefin and stuff like that. One of the kids in the tackle shop had a white sea bass there, you know, good calico bass fishing there. You know,
yeah.
But that's what I remember as a kid.
And then the dolphin from Fisherman's Lands is on that sand bass.
Yeah.
Oh, that really sand bass good. Bite is really good, right?
Yeah. Which is like, yeah, it's a little slow. We only had 57 in the morning. Then Nano calls in the afternoon, like at 3 o'clock. Yeah, it's back on. We caught limits for 45 guys. You left an hour and a half ago. You have limits? Yeah, that's wide open. All you want right now.
That's so fun. And that's that old school fun sand bass fishing, too, where you catch them on the plastic or catch them on a sardine or a strip of squid and a leadhead, whatever. Just biting, fun, good sized fish.
Yep. And, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we see yellowtail pulling around mixed in with that stuff occasionally. He had two the other day, I think it was. You know, there's some barracuda in the mix and stuff like that. So it's like, I think the future, or for the rest of this year, I think, like, some of the stuff was early, like we talked about, like down on the beach, some of that wahoo and stuff. But I kind of feel like everything's like a month or maybe 6 weeks later than it normally is. I think our fishing is just getting started for August, September, and October, November.
I can't wait.
I mean, I'm like, there's three hurricanes down off of below Cabo. I'm hoping that stuff starts pushing up this way and we get some of that yellowfin.
No doubt.
And that's what it takes, right?
Yeah. I mean, that fish has been down there. Like, I was talking to Justin from the XL, and when he was doing his 16-day trip, he's like, the rocks is just loaded with yellowfin everywhere. I mean, we stopped for an afternoon and caught a day's worth of limits on, like, 60-pound fish, and then now it's on the ridge, and it's just like, I'm hoping that hurricane start pushing some of this water up, and we start getting some of that little of that action right there, you know? Some of the guys down on Cedros, they starting to see some of that yellowfin above Cedros now, so it's moving this way. I mean, I hope it gets into our local waters, and man, it's going to be fun fishing.
Yeah. The one thing, too, that, you know, we talked about how great that bluefin was and how many big ones are. The one thing we didn't mention is that it's nice that there's some fish biting daytime and nighttime. There's fomer-sized fish. The fact that there's a high percentage of fish over 100 pounds definitely takes the spotlight. But in addition to that, there was big, medium-sized fish. There was daylight fishing and great kite fishing, and like it's not just vampire fishing anymore either.
Correct. Yeah. Charlie from the Pacific Dawn, Mike Lau's son. He was running the boat, and he's like, "Yeah, we got like 20 of these 20-pounders." I'm like, "What? Where did you find 20-pounders?" Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of it mixed in right now. Like, it popped up overnight somewhere. I don't know why it's there or whatever, where it came from, but it's giving them something to do during the day. You know, caught some on the popper, caught some on cold sniper. The guys are having great fishing on the kite, and it's not like you're catching one or two fish on the kite during the day. I mean, there are days where they're catching probably 8 to 20 fish on the kite, which is, if you got 20 guys on the boat, everyone's getting a shot at it.
That's,
and you're
so
having
cool.
the opportunity. You know, it's really fun fishing right now.
So I had lunch yesterday with a friend, Corey King,
from
Escondido, and he just got off the Pacific Queen, and he said the kite, they were on a day and a half, and the stuff is so far up that on a day and a half you don't have really much nighttime fishing.
You get a couple of hours in the morning and the last night of fishing, or like a couple hours.
Yeah, a couple maybe. Yeah. But he said pretty much all their fishing was daytime, and the kite rotation was, he said it was a well-oiled machine. It was like, next. And they had multiple big fish going off the kite at one time.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is
right?
that? And with that, you know, you're hooking them on heavy tackle, and, you know, once you get the hooks in them good, you get a pretty high percentage of those things because they don't chew off, and, you know, you're catching on gear that makes it a whole lot more manageable on the angler, and then the end result is a pile of those triple-digit fish.
Yep. Yeah.
And some of the best action, like, you can be standing there watching the kite, and the best blow-ups you'll ever see on the ocean, you're going to see on the kite.
It's the most exciting
stuff. It's one of those types of fishing, where just standing next to the guy that's attached to the fish is almost, it's almost just as good.
Yep.
So, as you can hear, we're good here. We're on. We're grateful to be on 1090 AM, as well as our Let's Talk Hookup app, but I want to go through a little scenario with our listeners here, that especially the ones that are listening on 1090. We don't know what the future holds in terrestrial radio. And that's a fact of life. Yeah, I've been in radio for 45 years now in my career in radio. And terrestrial radio, as we kind of all know, is kind of going away.
Yeah.
And it's being replaced by apps and podcasts and you know, live streaming, the whole thing. And so I'm going to encourage even old timers like me to please download the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
It's never been more important.
It's so important today because that's where you will find us. I promise you. I am going to be able to keep that there for as long as we can keep this show going. So please, please, please download that Let's Talk Hookup app. That's where we'll be. That's where we have a majority of our listeners right now. And not that we're not grateful for our radio partners like 1090 AM. We're absolutely grateful for them. But we just it's a very fluid situation in terrestrial radio these days. And the app is not a fluid situation. It is here to stay.
Yeah. Yes.
So please, 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 it's a free download. You can do it on your phone, your iPad, whatever you listen on. Just download that app and you can take it with you wherever you go. Like, I just got a text from Harold Davis. He's up in Vancouver waiting for the flight to Sandspit to go to Queen Charlotte. They're listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
That's rad.
So, yeah. Hi, Gus. Hi, Harold and Evan and the whole gang up there. And you guys have fun. Catch the set, of course.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going.
Platform. Wide platform, open.
Beautiful. And Brian Kihara and Viola Kihara are coming back on the plane that our group is going in on today. And they've been sending pictures all week of giant king salmon and giant ling cod. And just, they're having a ball.
Keo was fun just before they left. You know, Corey like hooked him up with, you know, these slugs fish this way, and we got him some special lead heads, and I've been dying to know how their trip was. And Corey, you know, you can always hear the excitement in Corey's voice when he starts talking about the ling cod fishing, in particular at Queen Charlotte Safari. And hearing him talk to Brian about it, it's like, he goes it's beyond the best you've ever seen. Like, you know, whatever the best you could imagine, like, double that, and that's what it's like up there. So I've been anxious to hear how their trip went.
Oh yeah, can't wait. Hopefully Keel will call in tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, great.
For sure. But in the meantime, you know, because of our partner Sports Grid, we're here and able to do that. And then, of course, our partner 1090 AM. We're especially grateful to Sports Grid. And you know, there's a lot of possibilities for us here in the future. There's a lot of people that want to host Let's Talk Hookup. So we're here.
Yep,
so, but again, I'm going to reiterate the app. That's the thing to do for sure. And we have a great show lined up for you today.
Totally. And as we talked about, I mean, so much cool stuff to cover. So lucky to have Carl in here. You know, we talk about it every time, but Carl's such a great guest. I mean, been with the Landing for so many years, but, you know, previous to his career of running things at Fisherman's Landing, I mean, all the time on the boats, you know, holds a captain's license, drove many of the big boats out here. He and I worked together for years at the tackle store. I mean, such a wealth of knowledge and a great guy to have in here, especially especially with this crazy good tuna fishing that's going on right now. And we're going to be having lots of fun taking your phone calls. And speaking of those phone calls, if you want to get through this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. We've already had a great number of texts come pouring through, and man, that's what we want to see too. Lots of great text messages. Again, the only way that you can send a text, just like Pete had mentioned, is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's such a great tool to have. Not only can you listen to Let's Talk Hookup 24/7, you can hear all the past shows, you can listen to archive shows, you can stream it live. It's also the only option if you want to text in your question. And man, you should. So much great info. Ask a question of Carl. Not only will you get the best info out there, but you're also going to be eligible for a fantastic prize. And today, at the end of the show, we are going to be giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Such a rad prize, and a huge thanks to Taro and Fisherman's Landing for making that happen. One person is going to get to go on a full-day trip, and man, those guys have been having some good fishing lately.
Really good fishing.
Really good fishing.
It's going to be a great prize, and again, we're going to determine the winner of that by the coin flip at the end of the show. Carl's going to flip a coin. That'll determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. Again, if you want to get through, Let's Talk Hookup app, send us a text or give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024. Eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated, 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60604, 866-937-3983. License number 60023.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Or, again, we said it before, Let's Talk Hookup app is the best way to send in your text questions to call.
Yeah, well, lots of texts coming through this
morning.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Sure. We just heard of Dawson Insurance Services. Christy from Dawson Insurance is talking to her. She covers all the boats, right, Carl?
Yep.
You know her very well, and all the boats know her very well. I'm going to tell a little Dawson Insurance Service story here. I had airline tickets to go to Queen Charlotte Safari.
Oh, yeah.
Well, over $1,000 between the flight to Vancouver and the flight to Sandspit round trip that I couldn't use. And, of course, the airlines don't do anything for you. I think I got a $50 refund from the airlines when I canceled the tickets. I called Christy, explained the situation with a catastrophic situation that I had to be here for. She says, you're covered.
That's
so huge. I am going to, because I have travel insurance from Dawson Insurance, I'm going to get my money back for that airline.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
We talk about it every time when those guys are on. That yearly plan is a couple $100, and it covers you for everything for the year.
Yep.
And you have just paid for the next 10
right.
years worth of, you know what
right.
I mean? Like that one.
Yeah, I think it's $260-some. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not only reimbursement, but it's also emergency evac.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
There's so much more than
totally.
Just getting your money back for your trip yep. that you had to cancel.
Totally.
So Dawson Insurance Service, get that annual plan. It's
worth
it's
it.
The bomb.
Yeah.
I can attest, personally attest to that.
No
actually,
doubt about it.
First time I had to use it. I've had it for several years. First time I had to use it, but pretty much have paid for the last several years.
Yeah. And you said that it was about that easy. You literally just called Christy and said, hey,
yeah.
here's what's going on. And she said, okay, let me, you know,
yeah.
I got the info. Let me now run with it.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just sit back and wait for your money to come home.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's all good.
That's
yeah,
it, man.
So.
Well, again, if you want to get through a busy morning this morning, 213-432-1090 is our number. Not only your chance to talk to Carl, but you get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty with Anibal and Taro. It's been a great year for those guys, and somebody's going to get to go fishing.
Yeah, for sure. You have a great text.
Always, for sure. Yeah, there's a bunch of great texts come through.
Yeah.
The first one I wanted to read I thought was fun, and it pulls at Carl's tackle size. It says, good morning. My questions for Carl. Tackle's advanced so far in the last 20 to 25 years from straight mono and single-speed reels and blank materials. Where do you see it going in the future in terms of advancements? It's crazy how far we've come just since the 90s. That's from Eddie and Whittier.
That's a good question. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, like, you know, Shimano had, like, a couple years ago those DC reels and stuff, and now you're starting to see these electric reels. And I'm kind of curious to see where in all this, like, jigging stuff and with, I mean, guys talk about how sore their arms are and stuff like that, and before someone comes out with, like, a electric jigging reel and stuff like that, these new jigging rods, they're getting lighter and small. I mean, who thought 10 years ago you can catch a 200-pound tuna on a 5.5-6-foot rod that weighs just ounces?
That's crazy.
And it looks like a trout rod, but
yeah.
it's not.
And a star drag reel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just because I'm kind of like a nerd and I like documentaries and stuff, like I was watching like this documentary on Spectra, and like now they got these super Spectras and stuff like that, and I was watching them what they use for like towing boats and tugs and stuff, and they used to use line and Spectra that were 6 inches round. Now they're using Spectra that is an inch round, that is multiple tons in weight, you know. Now,
yeah.
like, before they start getting into, like, 200-pound Spectra, that is going to be, like, the size of 2-pound test, who knows, in the next
Jeez.
Few years and stuff like that.
That's so, how I feel. Like, everything, all the advancements are, like, in lighter, stronger,
yeah.
smaller. Like, that's the way that everything is pushing. And you just can't help but think it's going to go that way with, you know, with material advancements and, you know, guys, like, pushing the envelope on how they build real rigidity in frame. And
yeah.
you know, like I'll tell you another time that you should text that same question, Ed, is tomorrow. You know, when we have
yeah.
the real gurus, you know, Eric,
yeah.
well, like those guys are going to be a really good source
yeah.
too for like looking into the future on how we advance reels. You know?
Eric and Wes, and Eric's been on the show many times with his dad Cal, of course, but to have Wes from Ken's Custom Reels, that's going to be a treat.
Arguably,
and it's always and not to insult Eric because Eric's always a treat. But,
oh, totally.
Wes convinced, or Eric convinced Wes, you got to come with me, man.
Arguably the two best at their craft
yeah.
for what we do.
Yeah.
It's that's going to be a rad
yeah,
show. But again, like
tomorrow morning, 7 to 9.
Those guys make their living like advancing what is already here. So it'll be cool to pick their brains on
right.
what's, you know, what could potentially be to come, you know.
I yeah. mean, remember how we used to sell 50-size reels?
Sure.
And it went down to 30-size. I mean, how often do you sell a 30-size reel or a 50-size reel anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, is your biggest reels like in the Talica 20 size or 25? Maybe the guy that is going to go fish big yellowfin a Talica 50, but how much smaller reels have gone over in the last 15 years? I mean, the only guys buying 50 size reels anymore are guys like the Anthony Shays and the Bad Company guys, you know, Steve Lazzy fishing 1,000-pound marlin around the world and stuff. I mean, for here, a Talica 20 is considered a giant reel, you know?
Yeah.
Versus, like, now, like, oh, you catch a 150-pound fish on a, well, we consider it a 500-size reel on a Talica 16. Yeah, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. Here's a good question from Mark and La Quinta. This is a very heads-up observation for people coming down to the land. Good morning. I have a question for Carl. I have a day and a half leaving Friday, Labor Day weekend. I normally have a fishing partner with me to watch my tackle while I find a place to park. This time, I'm by myself. Can I drop my gear off at the landing while I find a place to park?
Absolutely, 100%. We have a couple storage lockers. You come in, pull your car up to the front of the tackle shop. Hey, I'm here for Islander, Pacific, whatever, and I need to go drop my stuff off. Okay, here's a locker number 5 key. Put your stuff in the locker. Go find a parking spot. You bring us. We hold on to the key, physically hold on to the key. You don't take the key. But go park. Go have lunch. Go have a beer. Come back. Grab your stuff. Get on the boat.
Wow.
So, super easy. We did it up. I mean, we had 6 boats leave last night. No problem.
And you have several lockers for that purpose?
We have one locker.
One locker. It's a shared locker.
It's a shared locker.
And you guys manage it.
We hold on to the key. Yeah. You hold make on sure the key. We know who's coming and going.
Yeah, and so it's not like somebody else is going to walk in, oh, look, this is better time
exactly.
than mine.
I'm just going to take that. We've never had an issue with
no.
it.
No.
But it's built for that exact reason. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I'm solo, or, hey, I don't feel like waiting for a parking spot to open in the main lot. I just want to be done. I want to go to Overflow, and I want to, you know, which is all the way across the street. You know what I mean? But you can just do that. You don't have to worry about the parking or anything like that.
Yeah.
Pull right in, grab a key, throw all your stuff in the locker. It's safe. Go park your truck across the street. Go down to Point Loma Seafoods and
you're
get a calamari plate and a cold beer and hang out. And know that your gear is safe and sound and locked up, and you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, and that is. Trust all these guys here. You do not leave your tackle unattended around here because it'll disappear so fast it'll make your head spin.
It can. I mean, I would say that throughout the year we have very few
because there's
instances.
So many people around.
Yeah, I mean,
correct. Right.
I would not say that it's that level that you're describing.
Okay.
I mean, yes, and I would never tell somebody.
So it's
that
way better than it used to be.
For sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many people don't do the scenario that Carl's talking about, the locker. Like, the amount of gear that sits in dock carts completely unattended is kind of
wild.
Oh,
now you're letting people know. Yeah.
But, they're all parked in front of the landing.
Right.
The guys from the office are watching.
And we have a giant window there. And you know what?
The red shirts, the landing personnel, like there's just a lot of people.
I hated COVID, but the one good thing that I can say that came out of COVID is we put signs out for each boat. Line starts here for Pacific Queen, Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Condor, whatever boat is. And everyone on that boat is standing in front of that line. So I'm going on the Condor tonight. There's 30 other guys standing there on the corner.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I need to go do this. Can you watch? Like, you know who's going to be on the boat. Everything's separated.
All right.
There's lots
of. So it's not that scenario I was describing.
No.
It was like that years ago.
Yeah.
But
there's so many people walking around and, like, trying to know what's going on.
Know what's going on. Yeah. But just be safe. Get the key.
Lock it up.
And
I tell people all the time, don't leave your stuff without someone watching it.
The guys at the landing built that convenience just for our anglers, and it's totally, you should totally utilize it. It's a great way to do it.
Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning. I just got the tail end of that, but boy, I got to give the red shirts a lot of credit. They have things so organized. It's really a pleasure as far as I'm concerned over.
Yeah,
no doubt about
sure.
that.
Yeah, you've done such an amazing. The whole crew has done such an amazing job to keep that going.
When you think back of what it was like 10, 15 years ago, it's just amazing what it is now. Listen, we've had a lot of people wondering when we're going to post the schedule of the Polaris Supreme. So I want to let folks know that this coming Tuesday, we will put up April and May. On Wednesday, we will put up June, July, and August. And on Thursday, we will put up the rest of the year.
Oh.
And, Pete, the reason why we're doing it that way is last year when we put it all up at once, the credit card company shut us off because it was so much.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow, crashed the system.
Well, John Yamati was not happy with me over.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So now let's so I know Polaris being super popular. People that were on trips or charters last year had preference to book ahead of time, Frank, or no?
Yeah, I lined up. I did the schedule. I got contacted all charters, and we've got everybody booked that wants a charter. What's left is the open party trips, and there isn't a ton of them, but there are open party trips, and so those people that want to get on them, we're doing our best to try to keep as many. Allie really likes getting new people on the boat, so that's what's going on there. That's why we broke it up that way.
I think it's
great. We're always trying to make more open party trips available.
You always hear the scenario of, man, I want to do that so bad, but this work thing came up, and because I wasn't available on this one day at one time, that was my shot. Now this is open for... I love it. I think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah. I feel bad for Lindsay, man. She can be busy.
hey, Frank, we saw the Royal Polaris pull in and unload a beautiful catch this morning, huh?
Yes, they did. Trevin's been doing a heck of a job. You know, I can't tell you how happy I am with the RP. Jonathan and Trevin and the crew and the galleys, it's just like a whole new boat. Things are going better than I've ever seen them go. I mean, they are just, the boat is immaculate when it comes in. The galley's immaculate. It's just been such a pleasure. It just makes me smile, okay?
That's good. I was going to say, that's got to make you really proud. That's awesome.
That's good. Well, Frank, great to hear from you, and thanks for the update on that, and watch for that Player Supreme schedule. It's coming down, and
sweet.
You better get in on it. Yeah. Thanks, Frank. Great to hear from you. Appreciate the call. All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for our Baja Report with Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, man, I'll tell you right now, you are missing bites. That Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, don't sleep on that Nautilus HD. It's tough enough, but not too oversized wire to slow down your bait. Both come with rings or non-rings. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And we got the man, Chris, from Smokey's on the line. What up, Chris?
Pedro, Rick, what up, Diaz? How we doing, guys?
Good, buddy. Good morning.
Excelente. What's going on?
Hey, man, just real quick, wanted to send a shout-out to Chris Barrett. Thanks for filling in for me for the when I was fishing the Dorado Shootout. I know he did a great job. And
yeah, that was fun.
I know you go way back with him. He used to give the Calico Bass Report. But that's a good way for me to lose my job, letting that guy fill in.
Yeah, he did a nice job, but there's nothing like Chris Moyer.
Yep.
Smoking.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, hey, guys, the week started out pretty slow. We were still coming off that, you know, that horrible full moon bite. But I'm telling you, it picked up real nice. We're starting to get the tuna came back. Man, with the busy tournament this week, we had a lot of big boats out there fishing the kite. We had one tuna come in at 176, another come in at 169, and a several tuna coming in the 100-pound range, 140-pound range. So the tuna are back. That's great news there. Some nice Dorado coming in, you know, still about in the mid-40s. But, you know, not sure where they're coming from because, you know, pretty much everything you get during the tournament week, where were you? Oh, yeah, you know, you're not going to really get where they are. But they're out there. You know, I think the tuna are probably about 20, 30 miles out. And there are plenty of boats fishing that weren't in the tournament that are, you know, bringing real nice numbers. So, man, you know, a real nice week of fishing. I think we're back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sounds great. A prime time in the East Cape, August. It's hot. But the weather is hot, and it's fishing is hot, right?
That's right. Actually, today, as I told you before, guys, it's been kind of a mild year. It's really not that hot, I mean, comparatively. Today, we've got beautiful cloud cover. There's no breeze, but the water's flat calm. I'm sitting out here with my pops, Pedro, having coffee on the patio, and it's beautiful day. There's cloud cover, so I'm sure it'll heat up later.
Oh, well, say hi to your dad, and in the meantime, if somebody wants to book Vaquera, wants to come to Smokey's and have the best food in the East Cape, or, of course, the best processing for your fish and smoking at Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, how do we find you?
You know what? Get a hold of me at VaqueroSportFishing.com right now. Excuse me. Or BajaSmokeDog with two G's at gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
That's rad, Chris. Appreciate the phone call very much. Man, what great fishing that is. So glad to see that big tuna back in the East Cape.
For sure. Talk to you next week, Chris. Adios.
I look forward to it, guys.
Thanks, Chris. All right. Hey, how about a phone call?
You got that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, if you want to get through. Chris is standing by, 213-432-1090.
We're going to go to Corey. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, Corey, welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, Pete, thanks for the report on my trip. It was fun to see you yesterday.
That sounded good, Corey.
All right, and I'm not in Escondido, but if you look out your windows, I'll wave at you. I'm out on my kayak in America's Cup Harbor catching spotties and calicos this morning.
All right. How's it fishing?
Yeah, I've got a couple of each, so we're doing okay for, hour or so this morning. But I was calling in for two reasons, and it's a thank you. To thank Carl. I've been chartering through Carl for the Pacific Queen for several years. He just makes it so stinking easy. Anybody who's thinking about doing a charter, get a hold of Carl. He will help you set it up. Makes it so easy. So I just want to say thank you to Carl for that. And then over on the tackle shop side, Carl and working with them, but Brandon helped us put together I do friends and family charters, and a lot of the guys are rent rodders, first time on their trip, and Brandon put together a tackle pack for my guys this time that was just amazing, affordable, everything they needed, nothing they didn't. He went out of his way to help us with that. That's just the way Fisherman's Landing tackle and Fisherman's Landing operates. I just want to say thank you to them for everything they've done to help.
Man, what a nice phone call that is, Corey. I know Carl can speak on the landing side, but from the tackle store, it's sure our pleasure. We have a lot of fun with your groups. It's always fun people, always excited, and that's one of the most favorites when guys are coming. Like, Corey often brings groups, like, during the best times on arguably the best boats.
Yep.
And you just see a group that, like, man, you have no idea what you're about to get yourself into. You know, Corey's done it a bunch and knows about this big tuna, and then seeing guys come back that maybe, like you said, were friends and family that haven't gotten in on it. And like, oh yeah, 90% of these guys had a fish over 80 pounds. Like, it's really, really fun, Corey. You're such a pleasure to have down on the landing.
Thanks a lot for the call, and good luck catching spotties out there on the bay on your Hobie kayak on Fastlane. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, I got another great text come through. This one says, what a great show. I really enjoy seeing Carl at the landing. I noticed that there have been a few reverse overnight trips. How have these been received? Can we look forward to seeing more of them on the new schedule coming forward? That's from DJ in San Diego. What's a reverse overnight?
So instead of leaving at like 8 o'clock at night, you're going to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning or so, give or take. And then come back the following morning. So when this bluefin's at night and it's close to home, yes, I think you're going to see a lot more of these reverse overnights. And we have a new boat at Fisherman's Landing, not online yet, but Chuck Taff had just gotten the Mustang. Now it's called their Tradition, and he's going to run mostly.
Put a lot of work into it, too.
He said he was going to be up and running in 2 weeks. I think it's been about 6 weeks. New sonar, new fish hole, new galley. I mean, he's been...
Dude,
he's 75 years old. He's 75 years old. And
he's a hard worker.
He is.
Those guys hustle the hardest I have seen in so long. That boat has people on it, grinders and screw guns and just, craftsmen working on that boat all damn day. It's a completely different rig.
Yeah.
My hat is completely off. Like, they took a boat that was tired and had its issues, and man, that thing is freaking killer. They nailed it. It's awesome. They did a really good job.
And Chuck's bringing us the schedule this week. We'll probably have it up sometime this week, if not by next weekend. So I think
going to be doing overnight, day and a half.
Yeah, I think mostly overnight.
Overnight.
Yep. And
Coronado Islands maybe.
Yeah. Fill in whatever he can.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, I think you'll definitely see some of the overnight fishing and reverse overnight if that bluefin gets close enough to home, and he can do that for sure.
So the idea of the reverse overnight is so that you're fishing in the dark as opposed to fishing in the day.
Correct.
Got it.
So you're maximizing your nighttime fishing. You're not driving all day twirling your thumbs or whatever. You get there as soon as the sun goes down. You fish till about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. So you're getting the whole night. Then you're back at the dock like at between 8 and 10 o'clock the following morning. And you go home with a whole bunch of bluefin.
Wow.
Yeah, and a reduced ticket price because you're just doing it overnight.
Yeah, it's
that's crazy,
$3.25, I think it will be.
Wow. You're not just driving around the ocean during the day killing time.
Correct, yeah. If you want a bluefin, that would be the best way to maximize your bluefin time, as long as it's within range. It's got to be within probably 60 miles or so.
The other thing, too, you know, so many boats get so full this time of year, it's rare that a boat comes online in August. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be weekends available. There's going to be a lot of opportunity to get to go fishing on a boat that's fully redone. You know what I mean? It's going to be pretty slick. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more coming your way, a lot more with Carl. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the radio network.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucketless 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop. We're right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them, plus dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps, easy in and outs too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Captain Carl from Fisherman's Landing joining us here this morning. Lots of good fishing going on. This has been a great show so far.
Hey, Michael Schweitz on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, so I don't know how to introduce you, whether you're still with the FFA or the AGA or the NASDS or...
N24675.
Yeah. But you have news of a new potential IGFA world record on bluefin, right?
I do, and by the way, all those initials are wonderful, but I'm just retired.
Exactly. Fisherman Michael
Even
Swain.
Better, yeah.
Yes, so it's all okay. We were out on the Highliner. New boat for us doing the fly rod trips, that we try to go out, and we've done these trips, on different boats since, the year 2000, or I think a little bit earlier. And, we've done hybrid with half fly and half conventional, and it's always worked out. and the Bluefin have really thrown a wrench into us because, you know, they don't like the fly very much. And you guys know sometimes they don't even like the bait, you know, so it's just, you know, it's a very intriguing kind of fishery. Anyway, we went out, it was just beautiful this past week, and we've got a new captain on this boat. It's the Highliner is owned by Jason Zeno, I think his name is, and then his captain's name is Max, and I'll get his name wrong, N-E-U-E. Great kid. 20 years old. I mean, it's just astonishing to me.
That's awesome, man.
But we've always done like that deep soak where we're, you know, soaking the flies down deep and stripping them back. And Jason, Max was like, well, how can I position the boat better? And we've heard about foamers for years. And it was like, we finally, you know, this is the first time I've seen foamers. And he's like, well, how do I position the boat for you guys? And one of my friends who was the current world record holder said, well, just like a pond guy, you know, you got to put us upwind of the fish and, you know, we have to be able to cast down. And he maneuvered a 70-foot sport fishing boat to put us in position on foamers that we were 50, 75 feet away from these fish.
Oh, my God.
And being able to drop the fly into it. And the second cast on the fly hooked a fish that ran right into the boat and broke the guy right off. And it was like, oh, well, that sucks, but we hooked him.
Yeah.
And the next one that got hooked, the guy ran him around the boat for about 15 minutes, and he landed it on 20-pound IGFA. And it should qualify. It's a 26-pound fish. So, you know, we got to go through all the record stuff with that.
That is bad.
And what weight rod was he using?
I think he was using the 10-weight. That's what most of us were fishing. We're 10-weights out there.
Gotcha.
And we hooked another fish on the second day at 4:30 in the afternoon that the fish were really, really up. And my friend who, you know, who's about to get knocked off for the world record by this other guy, had a perfect cast out there, and three fish were just charging it, and they were all in the 50-pound class.
Oh,
one of them ate, and ran him around the boat for a good 15, 20 minutes, and this guy is a good friend of mine, Colin Waters, and he knows what he's doing, and he's fighting the fish, and he's gaining, he's got the fly line back a couple of times. The frigging fly line broke in half.
Oh,
that's a tough loss.
Snap clean. We all just looked at each other and we're like, what?
Really? What?
Yeah.
That's not
how exciting, though,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, what's it be like having those foamers like right off the back of the boat like that? I mean, your adrenaline's just got to be spiked.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, and we were so in charge, you were saying out the stern, this was actually at the bow of the boat. I mean, we were keeping everybody away from us, so we were up there at the front, and the noise of these guys in the water, I hope somebody picked up the video on this thing. Uh-huh. It was astonishing, just amazing.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the report, Michael Schweit, now retired former aficionado with the fly fishers of Southern California there. And I know, obviously, you're still very involved in that whole program. So we appreciate the report.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Michael. That's pretty cool stuff. Hey, Carl, charters. Let's talk about charters because people like Michael, they want to do charters and boats. You handle kind of all that at Fisherman's Landing, right? And there's several charter boats that do that. The owners do, but you can help out, right?
Yeah. I mean, like some of the boats like the Pegasus and stuff like that, they do all their own charters, you know.
Okay.
But I do, just not as Fisherman's Landing, but I also follow up with all the charters, even when the boat owners do that, but I do follow up on all the charters, make sure they're good to go. But any of the boats out of Fisherman's Landing, it doesn't matter if it's the smallest boat from the Pacific Dawn to the Royal Polaris, they can all be chartered if they have room for them, you know. You
right.
Just gotta, if you're willing to pay whatever the charter amount is. But like all our boats out of Fisherman's Landing, the main ones would be the Pegasus, the Fortune, the Pacific Dawn, the Tomahawk. Yes, he's an open party boat, but every open party boat will take a charter. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to charter the boat, we're not going to say no. So you just call us. Myself, Brian, Tony, or Lucio would be one of the four guys that would help you with the charters, and we'll contact the boat owner. We'd do all the legwork. Hey, I want to charter a boat with 25 guys on September 15th. This is what I'm looking for. Okay, we'll see what's available. And if we don't have it, we'll always check with Seaforth also to try to help you guys out. They're kind of like like our sister landing and stuff like that. I'm always willing to help the customer find the best opportunity to go fishing on whatever fits their schedule and what they're looking for.
All right. We want to get through on the phones right now. 213-432-1090. Open right now. I have a great text here from Jason in OB. Good morning, guys. I want to take my mom and girlfriend fishing, but they really are concerned about getting seasick. What is the best way not to get it? What are the best ways to avoid it? Any tricks that you guys might have to convince them to go fishing with me?
Katie is prone to getting seasick.
That's your wife.
My wife. We were on the San Diego not that long ago. She got a little seasick. Burger had one of these little watches that have the little electric pulse. And Burger gave it to her. I would say in 30 minutes, she was back 100% back to normal. She was already seasick and gave it to her. It worked like charm. I mean, it works for her very, very well. Also, I mean, start them off with a half-day trip. Let them build, get their sea legs going and stuff like that, and let them build up to a longer trip. But also, obviously, the Dramamine and the Bonine work really well for most people, or the ear patch. Call your doctor, email them, and they'll get a prescription for you. But I think that electronic pulse watch that she uses
supposedly works.
Yeah, and Berger swears by it.
Yeah.
And it was her and another girl was on the boat. They were both seasick and with, here, try these.
And it's non-medical.
Non-medical.
Where do you get those? Like West Marine or whatever?
I'm sure you can. Or Amazon or whatever.
Amazon.
But it's not the pressure point one. It's got a little battery in there and it's
okay.
Tiny little shock, and both of them within 30 minutes were back to normal.
Really?
Out there fishing with the guys. And
do you know what it's called?
I don't.
We used to carry one, and it was made by a company called Relief Band. Now, we're talking 10 years ago, so it could very
maybe
well
be. Maybe one of our listeners can text us or call us with that information.
But I know that was the brand that we carried years ago.
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you, speaking of great boats that are hard to get on, the American Angler, I mean, so hard to get on that. Lori called me, or actually I saw Lori, down on the landing there, and she said they have two spots that opened up on a 7-day, an 8-day trip, August 22nd to the 30th. Talk about, we're all raising our hands. You talk about the best time of the year to go fishing, August 22nd to August 30th on the American Angler. Call Lori, 619-223-5414. 223-5414. Call Lori, and or you can book on the online too, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, and book that one of those two spots or both of those two spots, because I guarantee you they're not going to be around for long.
There's just one last thing that I want to throw to our previous texter, and that's man, if it's your goal to have your wife, you know, your girl and mom to go fishing with you, do your due diligence and pick a day that you should be out there too. Like if that's your goal and you know motion sickness is their thing, wait until the weather is just right. If the weather's not going to be right, don't push it, don't force it. You know,
good
for the fall. Like do your homework, get on Windy and look at buoy weather, and you know, just go on a day where you know it's going to be flat calm.
When you see all blue on Windy, that's the day you want to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bonine works fantastic, but you know, and Bonine causes a lot less drowsiness than Dramamine, but the drowsiness still for sure does affect some people. The medication lasts for 24 hours in your system. Take it before you go fishing. Like have your girl take it the night before, so that the drowsiness like effect is just while she's sleeping. She's going to sleep it off. She's going to wake up in the morning, still have 12 hours of that effective, you know, medicine in her body. The drowsiness part of it's going to be gone, and then go fishing.
Yeah, we're not doctors. We're fishermen.
100%, dude.
So
thank you.
Always consult with your doctor.
Totally.
Yeah.
For sure.
You have a great text.
Good call. I thought so. So good morning, guys. I've been itching to get out on at least a full day trip this month. Carl, what's the minimum rigs I should be bringing for a day on the Liberty? Also, what are your jig recommendations? Finally, what would be considered undergun when it comes to line sizes if I'm going on a full day trip? That's all from Ralph and Menifee.
I would have minimum 3 rods. I would have a 25 pound outfit, you know, for your standard school size fish. I would have a 40 pound outfit for, you know, for yo-yo fishing, throwing a cold sniper, or if you're fishing offshore. And if you're offshore, I would definitely make sure I would never leave home without at least a minimum of a 60-pound outfit. You never know when that bigger bluefin has shown up or that stuff really wants to bite, and you want to make sure you have a heavier outfit for either fly lining or sinker rig. for that type of fishing offshore. Those would be the, now you can get into surface iron rods and like specialty rods. I mean, I bet Rick and I would go on a full day trip. We'd probably have 5 or 6 rods, you know, with some backup rods and stuff like that. If you're fishing the islands, definitely a 25-pound outfit, a 40-pound outfit for yo-yo fishing. I always bring a surface iron rod, so you can fish your surface iron, your two fish jigs, your Taddy 45s, your 7Xs and stuff like that. That type of stuff. So minimum three rods probably on any given trip, then you can definitely start filling in your 100-pound outfits, your specialty rods and stuff like that.
And let me throw the quickest thing in. A 60-pound outfit is not a Torium 20 that has 65-pound Power Pro on it. Like, you know, we're talking the top shot of appropriate size, two-speed reel, you know, Speedmaster 16, a Speedmaster 20, Italica, something like that. Like a 60-pound outfit is not a Tranks 500 that's backed with 65-pound Spectra.
Yeah. I don't know how many people are like, oh, yeah, I got my Tranks 5. And great reel, nothing wrong with it, but it is not a...
It's not a 60-pound reel.
Yeah. It's not a 60-pound reel.
Yeah. Can it do it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But
that's not the rig he's talking about.
Yeah. Italica 16.
All day long. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to be finding out what's biting from, as far north as... L.A. all the way down to Cedros, man. We got a great report coming your way. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the radio network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. Of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.